My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Where do you start? Buffalo Joe. What a story. Really cool story for Joe. You know, I don't know where you start. The guy just shows up, doesn't say a word. And there's a saying sometimes, don't count your reps. Make every rep you get count. I would say Joe is that. Obviously, he came in here, came to our local day, you know, did well enough there. We invite him back for our rookie camp. And fortunately, at that time, we still needed to sign another linebacker. And so he stood out the most there. And every step of the way, checked the box, kept himself in play. Never worried about whether he got 5 reps in practice or 15.
Good stuff, Brandon Bean, on Joe Andreessen, who, as Sal just told us, said his favorite Bill growing up was Matt Milano. Yeah. If you're... What year is he born? I want to get that exactly now. So I guess with Sal, he would be 24. Just want to know. Searching. February 7th, 2000. 24. So I think probably for most people, your favorite players, think about yours. Like, what age were you? When you think about like your first, not your first memories, that's not the question, but your favorite, you know, growing up, I think it would be like 10 or 11. It would be in there for the Sabres, for me or the Bills. You know, you're talking early 80s. That makes sense. I remember really liking Jerry Butler when he played for the Bills. It's different for me. The Sabres, it's not really the point of the story, but it happened more for me when I was an adult. But I think, you know, like you're sort of in that age, if you end up falling in love with it, that those are where you get your favorite players. But maybe this is you. I mean, for somebody in that age bracket, the Bills had some really rough years. That's the heart of the drought, where you first learned of the Bills. You're born in 2000. You first learned of them as a team that like was constantly missing the playoffs when you're like 7 or 8 years old, when you first remember first remember paying attention to it, being able to remember it. That's what they were at that time. So I don't know. This is a little bit like when I was a kid, 80, 81, the Bills were good, but 84, 85, they were terrible. And I remember, so I'm 12, 13 years old, and I remember friends just like, they were too cool for the Bills. They were Dallas fans, or they were Niners fans, or Pittsburgh, or the Raiders. You know, that was a lot of kids. And then I went to college, and it was just more of the same. The Bills had gotten good and were in Super Bowls then, but there were lots of kids that were from Western New York and they just were not attached to it. And then, you know, they start winning and that turns around. So good luck to Joe Andreessen. Western New York is super excited about him. 803-0550 is the number. Kadarius Toney, just wondering if anybody wants to share an opinion on this. So Kadarius Toney was released by the Chiefs yesterday. It wouldn't be waived, right, for Toney at this point? Either way. And, you know, here we are every day with the Bills at wide receiver and, you know, what is it going to look like? And you've seen them, this is anyway how I would put it, take shots on guys that are not the most talented options. You know, they're not as big or they're just like mid-round picks. Just trying to get it right, trying to find somebody who can help them. And again, I'll say it here, that's what they should do. Kadarius Toney was a first-round pick. He was a little bit of a reach, I would think most people would say at that time, as a first-round pick. But he was, by the Giants, ends up getting traded to Kansas City, like, pretty early, in maybe second year, right? Somebody, we had the Kadarius Toney moment last year in the regular season when a potential game-winning Chiefs touchdown, that amazing lateral play, is disallowed because of his being offside at the line of scrimmage. Mahomes flips out. You know what? Stay onside. That's the takeaway there. Just like mental mistakes. He also did make a big play or two in the Super Bowl win over Philadelphia. There was a punt return. He had a touchdown catch. I've heard it said that maybe this wouldn't have actually happened, but he's a few yards away on the one return from maybe winning the Super Bowl MVP. But of course, like, his career has just been kind of a, I don't know, a little bit of a punchline. I would never predict that the Bills would bring him in, but I do think he'll end up somewhere. He's just got too much talent, I think, for the league to ignore him. We talk about going with guys you're familiar with, fine. But there's also going to take a look on a guy who was a first-round pick 3 years ago and has not many, but made plays for a Super Bowl winner. I'm just curious what happens there. If the Bills were to do it, I said yesterday, I think it would be funny. It could work. It could work for somebody if you just end up getting him right mentally or whatever it is that would need to be different there for him. But a guy with that kind of draft capital gets multiple chances. Somebody else in the league is going to be curious to find out if they can use somebody with this kind of speed and ability and be the one coach, be the first coach, perhaps, to sort of get him, you know, get him right. We'll see what happens there. There were several receivers cut, waived, released yesterday that we talked about as, you know, the Bills are in this moment where they might not have it figured out. They did not go get any of these players today, and that's not exactly surprising, but they'll all be in the league. You know, I don't know about Hodgins, actually. I wonder about him. He was promising here and with the Giants, but on a Giants team that has just not a lot of obvious options at receiver, he doesn't stick. What are they? I mean, they're neighbors now, of course, top of the heap. They're Jalen Hyatt, Wandale Robinson. The Giants have been a team where you really just don't know. Slayton, I guess, is still there. Didn't happen for him. Terrace Marshall from Carolina had some really brutal stats and metrics with the Panthers. I think I saw San Francisco. I mentioned that to Sal earlier. Noah Brown, Tony. We'll see what happens with others of these guys. I need to take a break. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.